Shlach over here, we have the Pashna Meraglim, obviously, and the Cheta Meraglim, which needs its beer. It knows what was the Nakud of the Chet. But right afterwards, there are two parishes that seem to come out of no place. There are some parishes later on about various chatois and inyonim of kapara. It makes a lot of sense why it's here. But the two parishes next to it is parasha Sochim and the parasha of Chala. Something which doesn't seem to come out, comes out of no place. So Rashi says over here that the parasha of in the parasha of Nesachim, he says Kisavoyu Bisalem Sheikonsularis, that it was a psura for Klal Yisrael that they'll go into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, they just had gone through two very difficult experiences. They had the Mechet HaMeraglim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, you know, they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You had the Mapilim, which they tried to go into Israel, they couldn't go into Israel, and Bemelot, they were sort of discouraged. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the bracha, gave them this parasha to tell them that she consularis. It's true that the only place they'll be Nesachim is Eretz Yisrael. But it seems to us something very, very mikradik, something which seems to be completely out of... if anything, so pick a parasha that's mamish addresses Eretz Yisrael. If you're trying to tell them that you're going to... that the mitzvahs at Luyas Baretz... So, I don't know if anything I put challah first. But this is so very derech agavdik. If the tachos of the parasha is to tell me that, it's very, very derech agavdik. There's a Tanit Velayo. The Tanit Velayo says that they saw Klal Yisrael was very down, Klal Yisrael was very depressed. So HaKadosh Baruch was mesameach them with Divrei Torah. So also, the Divrei Torah we're talking about here is something which, obviously, if it's a Divrei Torah that's mesameach them, it's going to have to be something which is kosher to the inyan. Something which is not shayach to the parasha. It doesn't make any sense that would be something which would be mesameach them. I mean, I just toss in a random piece of Divrei Torah. Doesn't really make any sense. That's also true as far as the Nesachim goes. As far as the parasha of Chala, it doesn't even seem to be that. I mean, yes, in Dalvis over Matam Bevoy Achem La Oretz and Vivias Chem Shoma, Voya Bachalchem Melechem Oretz, Tim Rishum El Hashem. So, Imishum Ha, he could have gone through the entirety of Mitzvahs of Luis Baretz. I mean, everything that's Luis Baretz is would be a remiss to Eretz Yisrael. So, of all the Mitzvahs of Luis Baretz, Chalas is the one that he picks. It's interesting. The challah is called truma, so take truma. Why challah of all of them? So the two mitzvahs here, the mitzvah of challah and the mitzvah of nesachim, lemaisa are the mitzvah of all the inyanim that we make brachas on. These two are exceptional. Bederach Kalal, the brachas are supposed to be a shevach to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the Bayrek, Bayrek Pri Eitz, and so on, Bayrek Pri Adama. Even, let's say, on Bayrek Minei Mezoinis, so the Minei Mezoinis means there are Minim that are Mezid. And that's something which we understand the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are certain crops that are filling and the better to eat as a meal. But the two brachas of Geffen and Hamoitzi are dvar pella. You're making Hamoitzi lechem in arts. What makes lechem unusual is that we put some work into it. It's pretty hard to go from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu produces in the field to the bread. The Gemara says, "Kama tirchas ayu tereach." You take the kernels and you grind them, and sift them and mix them and bake them. It's a whole long process. So where's the I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished with the chita. The same thing with the yayin. Bayri Priyagofen, well, there's a long road from a cluster of grapes to wine. The difference of price reflects it. So why are we kaveya a special shevach on it? Klapi, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's input was, that input is not different than the grapes and the bread and the wheat that started with. The Gemara looks for why these two things are unusual, and it's the Gemara comes up with. First, the Gemara wants to talk. The Gemara says in Brachis that it's an ilui. The fact that since these were nisala, that's why you make a special bracha, which really begs the question: if it's nisala, then we're the ones who did it. People did it. So where's the makom bracha for it? The Gemara only rejects it because with Shem and Zayas, the Gemara didn't know how to. That's also an ilui. But the Gemara had no problem understanding that we make a special bracha because these things are ilui amalia. Well, lamaisa, that doesn't seem to be a reason for a bracha. The Gemara comes up with two properties that wine and bread possess. One is misitzoid and one is misameach. Yain is misameach and bread is misitzoid. I'm sure we can come up with a lot of other nice things for other things that go through some changes. Shem Azayis smears very well, and it's very pleasant to put on your skin. If we're looking for milas of processed things, then there's not an end to what milas you can find. But it says misitzoid and sameach are things that are very, very fundamental in yonim in brachis, and things that are pillars, so to speak, of brachas, and that's why these two things are kaveh, a special bracha. And not only the fact that we add something to it, not only doesn't it detract, that actually that seems to be the chshivas of it. And we'll have to understand what that's about. In the, it says that the isha, the three mitzvahs that noshes are supposed to be especially nizarin. One of them is challah. So the Chazal say that the reason for it is because chava killed was mekalkel the adam that's the challah of the world. Chalose shaloylam, challah shaloylam. And Chazal used that phrase a few times in different places. Not by chava, in other places that adam is the challah of the world. It's a very, very strange phrase. In what sense is Adam the challah of the world? I mean, challah is a certain mila over chita beseda. But what's the chalos shel olam that this is, and that's why the mitzvahs hunsach on that, because that's what it is. It's also interesting that the mitzvah challah is unusual in that it's considered mitzvah satluyas baretz. It has all of the requirements and restrictions of mitzvah satluyas baretz. But the Be'em is not talking about the first, you're not talking about the product of the land itself. You're talking about a second, a derivative of it. Now, it's all the other things, maisis and trumas and leket and peyah and shikha, they all have to be taken care of at the growing. The growing of it is what's kaveh, it's chiyuv. So when you grow, when you harvest it, the miruach hakri, that's kaveh, it's tsura. And that creates its chiyuv. That makes a lot of sense. So that's why it's called Nitzav Luis Beretz. Challah is much, much later. And it's, yes, one of the ingredients is derived from the ground, but it doesn't fit the normal mold of Mitzvah Tulis Baretz. It's unusual that. So I'll try a little bit to understand the inyan of Chala and the inyan of Yayin, which are the two mitzvahs here that the Torah seem to be koveya as being miyuchad, especially to being miyuchad, especially to the inyanim of Bias Haaretz, and that's obviously why it came as some sort of counter to the Meraglim and tikkun to the Meraglim and so on. The Rambam and other Sforim, Maral also, Betzim, uses Dramatishtal's Tzut in this case. They use a term to describe the input of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and our input. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bayer Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a world. Within this world, the world is not finished. There are two pe'ulos that are possible to do. There's harkava and hafrada. Or hefsed ram uses lashon. Harkava means I combine different elements within the world to create to make something else. Hafrada means I take apart something that's complex and extract the thing I need. So the marshal out of a face of vanilla bean, I don't need the bean. The bean is not something that, or a coffee bean, I don't need the bean itself. It doesn't give me what I want, need, or is useful. But within it, I have the ability to take out and remove the elements that are important to me. So Avodas Adam, this world, consists of Harkava and Afrada. Everything we do is one or the other, or a combination of the two. That is where Pu'ulas Adam comes into this world. The ultimate in Hafrada is wine. Wine, the Maral explains in many places that the reason why Nichas Ayin Yetzer Soid and the Gematrias of Yayin is Soid and so on, the Maral explains that Yayin is the process of extracting the essence of something else. It's something which was in a Levush, and I took it out of the Levush, I extracted it from the Levush, and that's Yayin. So the pu'ula of afrod in the world, the pu'ula in the world that man does something good, something constructive, by deconstructing, by being mafrid, is in Yayin. So a person takes out the pnim of the priya goffin, of the eights of the goffin, and he extracts the wine, which is the pnim of it. In Chazal, you find that the thing in the wine that is bad is the shmarim. The shmarim are all of the junk that floats. Yayin, anything that's left over of the klipa of the pre that's not been extracted is garbage, and you have to get rid of it. The what you're looking for in Yayin is the extract as pure as possible. That's the Bria of Yayin. The Bria of Lechem is the opposite, exact opposite. Lechem is something which is made, in the natural order of things, it is something that when you put two things together, it becomes seamlessly one. When you mix different other items, they retain their own identity, and they fall apart. Bread, the mila of bread is, when you mix the flour and the water, it becomes one entity. It doesn't, if you take a look, when they make, like for Pesach, when they make things out of potato starch, these things, they begin to crumble very quickly and to fall apart, because the Betzim don't have the kayach of being mischaber in that oifin. the koyach of being mechaber two things, where they become one entity, is dafkin those things that there's a chalois of lechem on it. So lechem, you take the water, you take the flour, and you mix it, and it becomes an entity that's inseparable. That's its metzius. So lechem is the ultimate in a harkava, where an entirely new bria was made out of two different elements, and Adam and Yayin is the opposite. It's the extraction of being able to take out the nekuda out of all that surrounds it. It's the reverse process. Of the Nivroim in the world, Adam's Bria itself, Chazal also described that Kadosh Baruch Hu was like a gavel, like somebody who makes clay. The offer that was gathered with the Mayim together that went into Bria's Adam is because every other Nivra was a straightforward Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu created, we don't have a description of it. Toitzar, it's Tache, and so on. Adam, Chazal, Mamshlet to a gabel, because Adam contains in himself the entirety of the Bria. He's like Nefesh HaChaim says, and like we've spoken about many times, that the Adam has to be koilel everything in himself, and not in the oifin of a collection. Like Kilu, Adam is a bag full of everything in the Bria. Adam becomes a chala. The creation of Adam as including the entirety of the Bria, and in a larger context, including a neshama and a guf, is a form of chala. It's a form of gibel because they become one unit, they become one entity, and it becomes one chefza. That's the mohus of lechem, of Adam being called a challah. So we have two pa'ulais of Adam. Each one is something which is a each one is in totally opposite direction, and they both of them mark the yichud of these two nyanim. You have yayin as the ultimate being mafrit things, and you have lechem as the chibur of everything together. Adam, that's Adam. The tachlis of the bria is not in the extreme where a person gets lost in the world of teva and doesn't see your Ribono Shel Olam. Obviously, that's not a tachlis. That Adam is like a balchai. The tachlis of bria is not like the malachim that are always facing the kisei kavod and they see only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tachlis of the bria is that a person, the nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is buried in something else, and b'meila, it needs to be mezgala. So the chachm is to be megalit from wherein it's taken on another form. The brachas of the Beirei Pri and the Hadama Beirei Pri Eitz of Beirei Minim Zaynis, those are easy brachas because they are the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does a tree get its koyach of gedila from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Lechem is hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. At first glance, it sounds strange. What do you mean by min haaretz? Tulas ed lovod is not going to be any bread on the trees. It's going to be only chita. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moitzi lechem min haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the process of burying lechem in the earth and extracting it. In other words, the mahalach of making lechem is a bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that lechem has the right combination of things so that when it comes in contact with water, it becomes lechem, and it means that the lechem is inherent in the chita, And that's why we make the bracha for Moitzei Lechem Min Haaretz. The same thing with Geffen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Geffen with a mahalach of Peiris. It's not we came along and somebody decided to have a great idea. It's these were the enyanim that were locked into the bria to start with. The pre of the Geffen and the lechem in the aretz so are already there b'shas maisa. So Geffen starts with wine and it's mislavish in all sorts of things. Lechem starts with something that has a koyach achibur that can mischabit to this world and become the cornerstone of what's significant for us in this world. So we have a mahalach of hakor and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makir us, where we makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the context of the Bria, through two processes that seem to be to us totally human, through Hafrada and Hakava, which are given to us to do, but we understand in the Hafrada and Hakava that Lechem was created to be Lechem, Chita was created to be Lechem, and Yayin was hidden in the grape, and what we're doing is simply extracting it. Those are the two inyanim, the yichud of Lechem and Yayin. The word misitzoid and the word misamach, both of them apply very well. In other words, the inyan is very, very in line with the teichen of it. The kiyum of this world lies in harkava. The Rambam, in Manuchim, the term that he uses, the opposite of harkava is hefsit. In other words, what keeps this world a world is that things stay together. Living molecules are extraordinary complex arrangements, and arrangements like to fall apart. The fact that it holds together, it sticks together, is because that's the keem of the world. The keem of the world lies in Koyach of Harkava, that things are can click together and create an entity. Just like on a very big way, ecology, that all the different pieces of the world can click together and somehow it works. That's the koyach of kima de bria, and that's the misetzoid. And that's why we say moitzi lechem in aretz means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, in the potential of the world lies the potential for kima olam through lechem. On the other side, a person dehers, a person's simcha, when the matzav of harkava is a hester. It moves away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gives us a key and moves away. When a person is learning, and he's oimid on the nekuda, it's a tremendous simcha. Just like even in a secular way, a person who figures out how to do something, there's one target. Technology is useful. But the simcha of understanding a process, a person's innate simcha of chachma is when he dehers the teichen of something. When he creates a lemaisa, that's the person. I mean, the person may be happy just with the teitzos. Now he has something that can do this, or the other thing, and it's useful. The kiyum olam rests on having things that are tachlis. But simcha lies in dehering the teichen, because in a certain sense, that's a certain amida ala emes. Things that are murkav are not emes; they're a conglomeration of different items. When a person's oimer on the nekuda, when a person hears the atzmis of something, that's more than simcha. Let's go back to the miraglim a little bit and understand. The pasuk, a few nekudas. It says shlach lecha that I'm not telling you to do it. Do it. You know, if you want, you can send. What was the pshat? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzava, not mitzava? These were anoshim chashuvim. These were the why. I mean, technically, they were coming to check out Eretz Yisrael, if it's good, if it's safe, So they should have sent down professionals. They should have sent down people who can look at the land, people that can look at the people. I mean, what was the inya of sending meraglim? And where was where lied the michshol? And the understanding, the Zohar says that over here there's Roshim, and over there we're not going to be heads. The Dor HaMidbar was the first Dor of Klal Yisrael, and their living was totally Shalik Dechateva. They ate man, their clothing didn't rot, Alpi Hashem Yach, Alpi Hashem Yisu, everything is Emden of Eshal. Everything was not Teva. And it took time, but they were able to be oimed on that. That there is an alternative on Haga to Teva, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and throughout the Midbar basically, Kaisel's on Haga was Nisus, was not Tivis, and that was the reality, that was the emes that they lived with. So once you got used to the idea that there's man in the morning, there's man in the morning. Once you got used to the idea that you travel when Alpi Hashem Yach, Alpi Hashem Yisu, that's the way you travel. Those are things that are quite obvious. It's not easy to get used to. There's a lot of nisyonos, but at least it's something that once it's in place, it's in place. Eretz Yisrael is a very different place. Eretz Yisrael is a makrim where Ein Hashem Akech Hashem Eish Hashem Eich Hashana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eye is there, his hashkacha, but the world is a world of Olam Kimin Hagen Noyheik. It's a world that has its normal Mahalche Teva, which any other world, any other country has. The Meraglim understood that we're going back to total Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tkufet Midbar is over, we're now going back to a previous type of Mahalach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui to Moshe was not a tzivui milamala, it was giving over bechira to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, telling Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's the beginning of the anhaga of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a step back to Olam HaTeva, because it runs like Olam HaTeva. It's a real country. It has real trees and real plants, and you have to do real work in it, and so on and so forth. That's all there. So the Moos of Eretz Yisrael is a place that would be the chal of the world, so to speak. It would combine seamlessly with the world. But the chiddush was to the her that in this oifin, there's also a mahalchim, a Kadosh Baruch Hu within the context of the world. Has mahalchim. The two different scenarios that Klausel had seen and witnessed was Mitzrayim, Avodah Zarah, total negation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was one mahalach, Teva, as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not compatible. They then saw a Metzias of there was no world, and Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was their Metzias. The ability to be able to be toifis, that you go in Bereshus and you look around with the eyes of a bus of a dumb, but you dehear that even here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu works through Teva and not necessarily around Teva and not by overriding Teva, was the Chiddush. And that was the Kishlin was, the failure was to the hair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu it not only can, but actually that's his Ratzon as Yisrael. They weren't used to that. The Chinuch was a Chinuch of all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're asking me naturally, take a look around and see what's the, tell me what's the chances of taking as Yisrael. They only understood the word nature like Mitzrayim understood it. Take HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the equation. The Avodah wasn't take HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the equation. The Avodah was to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in as an X into the equation and then to see what the equation looks like. The Metzias of Eretz Yisrael was the going back to being Metaken the world the way it's supposed to be. That within the Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Herz is the Herd. And it was a new step, it was a step up, even though to us it looks like a step down. I mean, first they're going to total Ness, and then they just have sort of Ness with something, but it was not like that. It was the inyanim of Ness were the inyanim of Ashkach were woven in, should have been woven into the inyanim of Teva. The two avodas of it's a bechlal. So Eretz Yisrael bechlal is an eretz. It's not shemayim, but it's something which has in itself the thread of Ashkacha that affects everything that happens in it. The two mitzvahs that were specially miyuchet fit was Chala and Nesachim. In other words, Nesachim is the ability to deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within the world, and that's the mocker of Simcha for a person. And Lechem Chala, which is the understanding how even Maisa Adam was be'etzem the realization of a potential setback on Shparuch. Give you a muscle mad of a daima. If I take a piece of wood and I carve out pieces out of it and I make a plane out of it, toy plane, or whatever, a model, it shows quite a lot of kishon on my part. But let's say someone else cut out the pieces, built a plane, unassembled it, and I get the package with all the pieces, and I put it together. So it takes some level of ability, but it's no great uftu. The plane was there already, I just had to reassemble it. It's not a big uftu. Lechem in the Bria lies in the chita. The chita possesses the ability to incorporate everything else and become one out of it. So when I make on bread, I make hamoitzi lechem in the aretz, that I see that the bread, the complex bread with all of its complex texture and flavor and so on, was taken out of the ground betzim because the chita already had the bread in it. And in yayin, in boyer priya gofen, I deher that the essence of what I was able to take teva and be oimid on its nekuda, on its buses of Dvar Hashem. It's obviously a turning point going to Yisrael. It's a turning point. Pasha Shlach is a turning point also in some ways in Chumash, but in many senses it's a very very important parsha for Avodas Adam. We think that the highest darg of bitachin is sitting in a room like the Alta Navardik and making one window for Fleis and one window for Milchiks and people coming, you know, delivering Fleis and Milchiks and so on, and not making any status. It's obviously a very, very high darg of bitachin. It's obviously not something that possibly halachically is mutter for most people. But we could, people that have that as bitachin. Then every Shevet Levi, every Oifer Shevet Levi is when a person is not earning a living, when a person is sitting and learning full time, most of the time, when a person is in a mode of Avodas Hashem, so that makes a lot of, it's that's the only way to go. What happens, so here we have a person who's sitting on the Torah of Avodah, and he's living off a darga bitachon, somebody else is supplying it, and so on, and he's going to chayil l'chayil. He then steps out into the world, business world, and now he cuts corners. He cuts corners, does all sorts of things that are not l'chatchila, let's put it that way. And what's the motive? What's the underlying motive? The underlying motive is, listen, I need parnasa, I need money. This is what I do in order for it to happen. But if you believe in bitachon, and you're so strong, Akash Baruch does it, and so on and so forth, then why would you think that Parnassah, you do something that's Lahedyasa? That's wrong. And whether the person will express it or not, it's easy, it's fine. In the Beis Medrash lives by the rules of Beis Medrash, and that's Bitachon. That's the rules that apply to Beis Medrash, and that's fine. A person can live with that. But can a person live with the rules of it? But outside is a different world, and it has its own rules. And there's no makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that, in business like in business. But that means that in the hester of business, we don't deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where our stronger test of Bitachon comes. The life that we live is full of teva, with demands and pressures, and things that appear to us that if you don't do this, then you can't. But if it's one thing if a person has the ability to masada and say okay this or the other, but a person is pushed against the wall. And a person has things that are clearly usher, how does a person deal with it? And in a certain sense, that's the tachlis. The tachlis of this world is that Kashmir Megal himself within Teva. I had a chava of mine once, made a very astute observation. He, after reading the stories of Chavetz Chaim and so on, he said he thinks he could live like the Chavetz Chaim. But a little bit better than the Chavetz Chaim, he can't. In other words, he meant it in many ways. Was a good answer. You mentioned first of all, if he's the official tzaddik, so okay, that's also something to be the tzaddik, and so on. So that makes it easy, to be like everybody else, but not quite like everybody else is difficult. There's a psychological element to it, but there's another element to it. I can deher a world of only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything's biyadav, and leave me out. That's easier, but. That in a person, when a person is actively pursuing parnasa as he should, for the person the kiyum vasavtas ganecha is the right kiyum. That's the right kiyum. And yet to say, but who's the one that planted the lechem in the ground? I'm going to work very hard to get lechem. I have to put a lot of work into it now. But where did it come from? And who put the koyach of lechem into the bria? Who put the pri of the gefen in? Those are two things that a person. Those are questions a person needs to ask himself when he's adaba, when he's struggling with that mitzias. So the parash over here tells us the nunisoyan of which is a high nisoyan. Kaza went from Mitzrayim to Midbar, to Eretz Yisrael. Midbar was, if we ask us, we'd say Midbar is a toughest Nisoyan. I mean, nothing. There's absolutely nothing there. The answer is, if there's nothing there, then maybe it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then nothingness doesn't make a difference. But in Eretz Yisrael, there is something. There's ground, there's trees, there's grass, there's enemies around. There's all sorts of things that are real. And to be able to work with that and to have the neshama in it, to have the Yad Hashem, Dvar Hashem in it, is a much harder avoda. And be'etzim, that's the matar of the avoda. When it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was evil like Moshe Tachtonim, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be in this world. What does it mean? He wanted to be in this world. He wanted to have a little separate suite, kind of. You know, what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted was that the anhaga of lamala should be manifest lamata. But if it's a nes, it's not manifested. That's the tricky part. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megal himself in this world, we're not talking about the gilui of something which totally pushes away everything else. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu megal himself within this world, so that it's not two separate entities. That's the hakar of Adam on lechem and yayin. That's the yichud of these brachas. And that was meant to be what Klal Yisrael should have had the meragdim. They should have sent people, they had to send people midaitom, because the norm is to be los asaretz. They should have gone around and seen everything. And then they should have said, And everything that we saw, let's identify how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings. Eretz Achelos Yeshveo, instead of saying it's a place where people die, it's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is killing them. That's the way we would see it. Instead of everything we would have heard, the pri agofen, or the lechem, that would have been a matara. It's the avoda of a lifetime in a yeshiva setting, in a learning setting. The avoda is to be soimach bitochin kepshutay, and not, you know, kefir kainu. It's a mahalach devoid of teva. It's a mahalach kind of apart from teva, and that's one nisayon. But the hardest nisayon is when a person has to go back to a world where the norms are teva, where the reality is teva, and the hair that be'etzem, it's all of teva is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever I succeed, when a person succeeds in something, there's an nisayon, a person comes, hori, I built up the business, I did this, I made the money, it's my hard-earned money. That's where this nisayon comes. The mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvahs. One mitzvah where in the kiyum of this world itself, in the lechem of this world, in the harkava of the world, we dehear the koyach harkava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into the bria, that the pieces will come together to fit Tzuras Adam. That's one. And the second matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is that we have the ability to distill the essence of this world, to be misamek and to be boyer and oichel from oichel from oichel until finally get to the core of the oichel, and the hera kadosh baruch hu as the pnim of the bria, and when a person does that avoda, that's misamek adam. That's in the kud of simcha when we the hera kadosh baruch hu as the core of the bria. Thank you.